Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
No election official should have to fear for their lives while focused on their duties and service to our democracy. Our democratic process cannot survive undefended attacks on the people we rely to vote.
Vermont Secretary of State Jim Condos joined House lawmakers for a roundtable about how doubts about the 2020 election results continue to impact the work of local boards of election. Former Michigan elections official Tina Barton gave emotional testimony about the death threat she received after debunking misinformation.
It was laced with obscenities, threats to my life and my family members' lives, and used sexually charged language.
The group recommended a new federal agency to counter election misinformation, aggressive prosecution of threats, and increased funding and resources for election administration. Several major news outlets are asking a federal court to unseal documents connected to the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home this week. The Justice Department also submitted its own request to unseal certain warrant materials. Attorney General Merrick Garland confirmed that he personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant.
Longstanding department rules and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time.
The Washington Post now reports the search was regarding classified documents, including some related to nuclear weapons. Trump claims his attorneys were cooperating fully with federal investigators prior to the search. Garland also addressed a series of threats against members of the FBI and DOJ.
They protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights.
On Thursday, an armed suspect was shot and killed after an attempted breach of an FBI building in Cincinnati. His motive remains unclear. President Joe Biden signed into law a bill to assist veterans exposed to toxic substances during their military service. Millions of veterans will now be eligible for expanded health care access and disability related to burn pit smoke and other toxic exposure. The CDC is taking a new approach to COVID-19 that focuses on learning to live with the virus instead of strict infection prevention. The agency is dropping social distancing recommendations and de-emphasizes using regular testing to screen. The guidance continues to encourage testing for people with symptoms and their close contacts and recommends masks be worn indoors in about half of the country. Earlier this week, White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci expressed disappointment over Americans' divided outlook on the disease.
When you tell people they need to mask in an indoor congregate setting when you're in a zone that has a high dynamic of infection, and that is looked upon as an encroachment on your freedom. We've never had that before. It's almost inexplicable.
I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trusted indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.